Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 10 past 8 o'clock here on WPHM. It's been a very busy year for the Port Huron Police Department. I wonder how many retirement parties they've had at the department, how many cakes they've had to cut through. Joining us right now is the Chief of Police, Joe Platzer. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Yeah, a lot of turnover in the department this year.
A lot of turnover this year. We've had several retirements, and I'm trying to limit the retirement cake.
Yeah.
But no, we've lost a lot of experience, but we've got a lot of people up and coming too to for those replacements.
This is not unique to the Port Huron Police Department or policing in general. This is what every industry is dealing with right now, isn't it?
Correct. And everybody came out at the same time. So, you know, this year we've lost Marcy Kewen, Assistant Chief Kewen, Sergeant Karen Brisby, Sergeant Doug Decker, and Detective Ernie Fanton. So with all those retirements, we all came on the job together, and now it's time for them to move on. And I wish they were still there. They did a great job for the Port Huron Police Department and the citizens of Port Huron. But it's time for retirement, and I'm hoping for a very long and healthy retirement for them.
Yeah, absolutely. They're well-earned. And you've got a lot of up-and-comers coming up, too, to sort of transition into their roles, right?
Correct. So I just promoted recently Captain Kerrigan to Assistant Chief Kerrigan. With that creates a captain's opening. And we're going to wait for another month or so because we're currently in the promotional process. Matter of fact, tonight officers will be taking the detective's exam. And then a month from now, we'll have the sergeant's and lieutenant's exam taking place. So once we get all that taken care of, we'll go through the process, promote a captain. But this week we've got Detective Dwayne Hunger. That'll be promoted to sergeant, and Officer Dave Conley will be promoted to detective this Friday.
I mean, that's the exciting part of all this is, you know, yes, you've got some veterans that are retiring and you're losing that experience, but you've also got a lot of other people that have a lot of experience that are now taking on more senior roles in the department.
Yes, and they've studied, they put the time and effort into it. With our process at our department, it takes a lot of time away from their families when they have to hit the books, and a lot of time away from their summer events, because we always test in September, so we have that list eligible for a year. But yeah, it's really, really neat sitting there watching these officers that have put the effort in, that do a great job, and all our officers do a great job, but I mean, they're the ones that have put that extra effort in and are promoting.
Well, they all do a great job, and they all do a lot of training throughout the year too, don't they?
Yeah, so we're just currently into our fall training right now. We just got done doing our emergency vehicle operation, our fall qualifications. I was actually out to the drive track yesterday. A lot of fun. Hit a couple of cones, during the course. But no, we're constantly training at the police department. As a matter of fact, this weekend we're finishing up with our active shooter response training. So everybody on the department, besides a couple that are currently on light duty, will have gone through the state mandated 8-hour training, which is required by our MCOLs.
So a lot of people out for the torch run this past Friday. You've been doing that for a lot of years now.
I can remember doing it back when I started in 1988 as a police cadet. So that's how long it's been going on.
It goes back at least that long.
And we had a great turnout, great weather for it. And it's so neat being able to participate and then end up on the steps of the city building and be able to share stories and have pizza and cookies and really engage with our community.
Do that Rocky run up the steps, right?
Yeah, it's only three. So, I mean, but yeah, so we can do that.
Yeah, and having those Olympians by your side too, they really get a kick out of that, don't they?
They do. I mean, we meet with them in Pine Grove Park. They finish out the last part of the run with us, and it's great. I mean, it's such a, like say, great partnership, a great community event, and everybody gets enjoyment out of it, and I know I do.
Speaking of community events, last week was Community Roof Sit, and to kick that off on the Sunday Fun Day, you had a brand new trailer out there. Tell us about the community engagement trailer.
We did. So all the credit goes to Sam Baker. He's our community service officer. When he interviewed for the position over a year ago. That was one of his ideas he brought forward. Him and his father donated the trailer, and then he did all the work. Sam is a master carpenter. That's where he came from, the trades. And he built it from the ground up, as we say. And for only one event, we got a lot of good positive feedback. To see the kids in there playing the video games, cooking popcorn, parents outside watching the Lions game on the TV outside.
That's great.
Shooting hoops, it was great. And we're going to have it at a lot more events. I mean, this Saturday, we'll be down at Lake Huron Medical Center for their event. And then we're going to have it at other events throughout the city. And I also want to thank the donors, too, that gave money towards it. The Community Foundation, Thorpe Printing, and several others I can't think of right now. But everybody that assisted with this, the Youth Foundation, the City of Port Huron matched the money. I can't thank you enough, because if it wasn't for your support, we wouldn't have been able to do this.
And it's such an interesting way to go about community engagement. I mean, that's a way for police and kids to have fun side by side in a non-threatening way, just a way to say, hey, yeah, we're going to play some video games. Kind of like when, and this happens a lot, probably a lot more than people realize. You've got officers that'll just pull up alongside a basketball court and just get out and start shooting hoops with the kids.
Love seeing that. I encourage it. Again, we have to show our community, our youth, that we're just like everybody else. I get up in the morning, put my pants on just like everybody else does. And this engagement trailer will allow that. Now, I'm not the person to play video games. I can't tell you the first thing. I mean, maybe an Atari from way back when.
Yeah, do you have Pac-Man in that thing?
Yeah, Asteroid Zoll games. But no, to sit there, I was able to play hoops, and we've got some other things coming along. It's so neat to see the kids get engaged with that.
That's a great idea. That's fantastic. We're about a month away from the annual Capture Spaghetti Dinner, Cops and Jocks.
Yes, can't wait for it. So it's going to be on Tuesday, October 18th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. down at the Seaway Terminal, the Bean Dock. We're going to have, again, spaghetti, salad, breadstick, coffee, water, and then a dessert, all for $10, and it all goes towards the Capture program. So I can't speak highly enough of the program. And then with your partnership here at the radio station and the police, we'll have more information out, but please come out and support it, because this is the one big fundraiser that Capture gets for the funds that help us pay for those tips for people that have been involved in crimes, people that are wanted. So please come out and support it.
Capture works too, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, the tips are coming in constantly. And I mean, from somebody with a misdemeanor warrant, a felony warrant, to people going breaking into vehicles, to we've had through Capture people that's been turned in for homicide, so I mean it covers the whole basis, and this money right here supports that.
I gotta ask you, and I asked you this off the air, but I'll ask you on the air as well. We talked about all these retirements within the department, and you're talking about these people that came out of the force the same time you did, so it begs the question, and I'm sure you're getting this question out there a lot, are you going to retire? When are you going to retire?
People do ask me, but I'm not ready to retire yet. I'm still enjoying the job. I still love the job. I still look forward to getting up every morning. I feel like I have gas in the tank. I still feel that I have things to be able to offer. And like we were talking, the day that I get up and it's no longer fun to me and it's a job, then that's the day that I'll retire, because I don't want to hold up progression or new ideas. But I've also have a quote that I like, that if you find a job you love, you never work a day in your life. And I can honestly say that I've never worked a day in my life.
I'm right there with you. Absolutely. Same thing. Chief, always good to see you. Appreciate you stopping by this morning.
I appreciate it, Paul.
Chief Joe Platzer with us from the Port Huron Police Department on WPHM's 20 past 8 o'clock now.